This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, Nick Coleman is the CEO of Shipsticks. They will help you ship your clubs when the need arises. It's a pleasure to welcome Nick Coleman to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Nick.
Hello, John. Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It is the simplicity of the enterprise that really struck me when I saw it at the PGA Merchandise Show. How did Shipsticks start?
Shipsticks started, we launched in 2011, and it launched as the need arised to have an alternative way to travel with your golf clubs.
What do I have besides my golf clubs to use your service?
You need nothing else. You either need a telephone so that you can call into Shipsticks at 561-429-3900, or hop on the web, so you need some sort of a mobile device or computer, where you can then go to shipsticks.com and fill out your relevant information, that information being the point of origin, where your bag is getting picked up, to the point of destination, and then your credit card details in order to process the label. And when you're done entering that information, your label will populate, and then you can just print it directly from your computer.
So if I understand some of the verbiage I've seen, you guys will come get the clubs.
Yes, we ship to or from anywhere, and a lot of people have this misnomer that we only ship to or from country clubs, but we ship to or from anywhere. So we pick up at your house, we'll pick up at your office, we'll pick up at a country club, we'll pick up at a resort, we'll pick up anywhere. Anywhere that a courier can get to, we will pick up from, and we will deliver the same.
Can I insure them?
Absolutely. So just like you can with any other service, if you went direct to a UPS or FedEx, you can buy insurance up to $3,500. Along with that insurance, which is something that we have that nobody else offers, is a consequential policy or consequential loss policy, which will allow for you to spend up to $200 in a pro shop in order to get rental clubs and balls and tees in the unlikely event that your bag is delayed in transit or if it's late.
Are your clubs worth $3,500, Nick?
Are my clubs worth $3,500? That's a very good question.
I don't think mine are worth a lot more than $3,500.
But in reality, you know, I could probably replicate my set for pretty close to that. You know, it'd be a stretch to spend any more. I know, you know, a normal brand new set of irons is $800 to $900, and you know, depending upon your wood structure and the types of wedges that you have in your bag, you know, it really should be only about $2,500 or $3,000. But that's why we give the opportunity to insure up to $3,500 in the event that you have some special shafts in there, or if you have, you know, some specialized woods, or you know, a really high end putter, or and even maybe even a rangefinder or something of that nature.
We are talking with Nick Coleman. He is the CEO of Shipsticks. Nick, could this, you mentioned that the company is a few years old, could this business have existed 20 years ago, or have you been helped by the lack of, I don't know, for the better term, how tough it's become to fly commercially with your golf clubs?
You know, that's a very good question. You know, I don't know if we would have incurred the staggering growth that we have, because currently we're the largest golf bag shipping company in the world, and I think that we would attribute a lot of that to the airlines, the difficulty associated with traveling, the aggravations associated with traveling, and also, and even more so, that's a more compelling reason, are the fees that are now associated with traveling, the baggage fees, because really, in reality, what we're trying to do is we're trying to offer a comparable service to that of the airlines. And when people break down the cost of shipping versus the cost of traveling with your clubs, you'll find out and realize that it actually is probably cheaper to ship your clubs than it is to travel on the airlines.
Yeah, I don't want to get too deep into your business and go quote dollar for dollar, but ballpark how this might cost, what this might cost somebody.
So if you have some time before your planned golf vacation or your planned golf match, shipping ground, which generally can take anywhere from 1 to 4 business days, is anywhere from $39 to $59. And if you want to get them overnight and you don't want to have them out of your sight for too long, you know, we charge anywhere from $69 to $150. Generally speaking, a lot of people will ship air or overnight or two-day air to their destinations and then ground on the way back, especially those traveling from the Northeast during the winter or in the northern part of the country when they're heading south. They're in no rush to get their clubs back, so they seem to split the type of transit times based on the seasonality.
I do have to have some sort of travel carrier, don't I, Nick?
You do, and this is another misconception, is that as everybody thinks that you need to have a box, and you don't need to have a box. People ship in club gloves. I'll use club gloves synonymously with the travel bag. So any travel bag will do just fine. Anything that you would check your golf clubs in at an airline is the same way that you would travel with them or prepare them to ship with us. So you need to have some sort of a protective outerwear for lack of a better word, but you definitely want to have a travel bag of sorts. And if you need to go and you want the comfort of having a box, you know, you can go down to your local UPS store. We'll direct you to a local UPS store, Staples Center, or any one of our pickup locations where they'll have boxes there for you. Now, you'll have to purchase those boxes at some of those locations, and it's not a requirement to ship in a box.
You mentioned UPS. Why do I use you, and why do I use you as opposed to UPS or FedEx?
Okay, well, there are several reasons why. One, we're an expert in shipping golf clubs, right? That's all we focus on, and UPS is our partner. So if you ship with us, you're probably going to ship with UPS, or you're probably going to ship with FedEx, or you're probably going to ship with DHL. The most compelling point of the story is that if you go through us, it's about 50% less. The hardest thing for a consumer to conceptualize or understand without listening to one of us explain it is that we have the ability to trap and recover bags. So if you imagine a Chicago hub, which is the central location where all of the packages flow through for UPS, hypothetically, and I can describe where they go through for FedEx as well, but there are millions of packages going through there on a daily basis. And packages get missorted or they miss a truck. We get notified immediately of when that happens, and we're able to upgrade the service level on those packages. We're able to reroute those packages so they get delivered on time. We're able to stop them, unload trailers, repack trailers, and expedite service levels to ensure that they get there to the course on time. Now, of course, there are always chances and there are times where bags don't get delivered 100% on time, but in those rare instances that they don't, our consequential policies help to cover that.
Can I get them shipped overseas?
You certainly can. You can ship to about 180 countries. There are a few countries that we won't ship to, and those are for normal reasons. I'll just call them warring nations.
Okay.
But generally speaking, anywhere where you're going to go play golf, we'll have no problem getting your bags to there.
You mentioned the company's about 4 or 5 years old, and I'm curious, is this sort of a coming out party for Shipstix? First of all, I think that you guys had a great location at the PGA Merchandise Show, especially during some of the morning drive segments on Golf Channel. And then I thought I saw that you guys purchased some airtime on one of the golf tournaments. For the listener who's not familiar with it, is that expected because you're now just kind of coming out a little bit?
Yes, we are expecting to roll out a series of new commercials and spots and a big media splash coming up in the next few months. You will start to see us fairly regularly on some of the networks. The positioning at the PGA show happened to be by chance. We were very lucky. Maybe it was some strategic decisions based on size allocations that were given. So it was previous planning, which allowed for us. And obviously, we work very closely with the Golf Channel and NBC and those folks.
He is Nick Coleman, the CEO of Shipsticks, and you can find out more on the website, shipsticks.com. Congratulations on this, Nick. It's a great service. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you very much, John. It was a pleasure to be here.